Hello, and welcome to the Not For Itching Ears blog. Do you ever grow weary of all the new fads and techniques that the modern church creates? I do. What's important to us may not have been important to those who were personally discipled by Jesus Christ and those whom they discipled. I am continually challenged when I read the history and the writings of the early church. I'm drawn to them over and over again because of how close they were in time to Jesus and the apostles. Now, their writings certainly are not scripture, but neither are the writings of Luther, Calvin, or John Stott. But their writings shed tremendous light on how the apostles and the early church viewed the Christ event and the implications of it. Anyone who wants to follow Jesus Christ faithfully owes it to themselves to read the writings of these godly men. Today, I've included the entire Didache, also known as the teaching of the 12 apostles. It is one of the most fascinating documents to emerge from the early church. It was probably in circulation somewhere close to the end of the first century. Some of the things described in it reflect a time closer to James or Paul, who died in the 60s, than Ignatius, who died sometime after 110. Some scholars believe the teachings recorded in this document may have been used by the apostles themselves. Now, that's uncertain, but what is certain is that this represents the teachings of the very early church. This document reads like the New Testament. I think you'll see that as you read through it. It discusses the two ways of life and death, church life, how to identify a false teacher. It really gives us a glimpse into what their Sunday gatherings may have looked like, and really it touches on several other topics. I've included it on the blog for you to read. I hope you find it helpful. So get reading and have a good time.